This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. On Saturday, October 27th, it's Bourbon and Bacon Fest, and it is back, and it is in Tacoma.
Let's eat.
Woo! Auburn, you know what I'm talking about. Now you can get your bourbon and your bacon close to home. Tacoma Armory, where it's all happening. And we've got a lot of distilleries from all over the country coming in, pouring their best bourbon, their best spirits. Also, bacon treats from our fine, fine restaurants that give you that great bacon. They're fine, and they're bacon. Bacon the bacon. Bourbon and Bacon Fest. You want tickets? Go to KISW.com. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time.
Because it is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Yeah, buddy.
Exciting.
Whack,
whack
it.
Steve.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
I have to say, I was reading through the text after we finished last B-Mig. You were wondering if anyone does the Mr. Wacky thing.
Yeah.
In the comfort of their own home or in the car, hopefully not while driving, or stuck in traffic at least.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of people that say, yes, they do it.
Excellent.
Do.
Do.
Well, hopefully everyone just did it there and had a lot of fun on their commute because, you know, commutes usually suck.
Even seen a couple of people that are dressing up as Mr. Wacky.
Really?
Halloween.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. If I didn't already have my costume, I would do that.
And if you don't know Mr. Wacky, he's basically every car dealer you see, that just that long air blower guy that's just whacking
the inflatable tube man.
Yeah, that just kind of moves like he's on meth or something.
Yeah.
Those are sweet dance moves.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestant. We got Mike in Auburn to take on Steve. Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
What's he playing for today?
Skid Row and Quiet Riot tickets are going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on November 1st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Skid Row and Quiet Riot, you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In Anchorman, what instrument does Ron Burgundy play?
The recorder?
No.
Clarinet?
No.
Saxophone?
No. What is the first word in the text of the U.S. Constitution?
We the people.
No.
Pass.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
Pass.
Who was the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. What year of the 90s did Princess Diana die?
93?
No.
92?
No.
94?
No. Bob Dylan was born in May of 41. How old is he today?
77?
Yes. On what continent is Mount Olympus?
Europe.
Yes. Sting was the lead singer of which popular band?
The Police.
Yes. A doctor who specializes in the heart is called a what?
Cardiologist.
Yes. What canned meat shares its name with unwanted email?
Spam.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
I think we should give him that first one. He said three words. He gets three guesses, right? I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Am I crazy? It's three different words.
Yeah, but it was all in one clump. Like, it wasn't three different guesses.
I know, but he did say it. The word was in there. I feel like, I don't know, man.
How many did you get right?
He got 6 correct.
Make him win or tie. Yeah.
I know.
All right, well.
I can give it to him.
All right.
We'll just give him the prize.
Well, not yet.
We just said we're giving him 7.
Okay. Oh, fine, whatever. He gets 7 correct.
I mean, he knew it. He did. He
destroying
knows.
The integrity of this fine
but he
game.
He knows the answer.
He does.
Yeah. All right.
He needs to pay attention to the questions.
There is that. Well, you also have to pay attention to your rules.
What? You're just making an arbitrary rule at this point. I can't pay attention to your rules because you make up rules as you go.
I would say this. I would say that you said, hey, what is the blank, and he gave you 3
up.
Blanks.
He did give you three blanks.
Stop. And he only gets 3 guesses. So.
Stop.
I went
vasectomy.
Steve will agree with me.
No.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Somebody says, I would like to give a shout out to all my customers on my route. Ooh. I'm to the Longshore in Tacoma and to my customers on the 509 from Jennifer on my food truck.
Give it out a shout.
What up, Custies?
Yeah,
got what kind of food truck is this, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a Custy food truck. Oh.
I was driving and I thought what a great invention it would be if, like, while you're driving and you're driving alongside, like, a food truck, if there's a way, like, maybe, like, via Apple Pay, you hit a button and they just shoot, like, the burrito into your car.
Yes.
You had a pipe ricochet off the front of your car. Do you want a burrito smashing against it too?
No, I'll have the window open for this.
Oh.
So you'll be alongside.
So you're ready.
I got the
it.
Perfect
people.
Like a t-shirt gun. And they could just shoot the food into
a burrito cannon.
I have the perfect people.
Who?
Because during the winter, those Safeco Field people that throw the peanuts everywhere, they got no job.
There we go.
Those are the people throwing the peanuts and stuff on the freeway.
It could be the peanuts truck.
Yeah, I love this idea.
It just seems like a Mad Max sort of thing with people on the roof just chucking nuts at people.
I love this.
I was just driving along. I can't remember what it was, a Filipino food truck. I can't remember the name of it, but I was just like, man, I would really love something from that truck right now.
Like launch some lumpia at you?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, launch the lumpia, baby.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Now that we're talking about a little bit more, yes.
Of course it would be.
I'm in on this.
Maybe when we have self-driving cars, that way you don't have to worry.
Good call.
Then I can catch it, eat it.
Keep on going. Plan. Come on, Tom Cruise.
We have the technology.
Make it, Tom Cruise. Make it happen.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
In Anchorman, what instrument does Ron Burgundy play?
He plays the flute.
Yes. What is the first word of the text of the U.S. Constitution?
We.
Yes. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Yes.
Whoa.
Who was the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, what?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. What year of the 90s Tinkerbell. Did Princess Diana die?
91.
No.
What was the question again?
What year of the 90s did Princess...
93.
No.
92.
No.
Oh.
Bob Dylan was born in May of 41. How old is he today?
You can do it.
77. Yes. On what continent is Mount Olympus?
That would be Africa.
No.
Europe?
Yes.
All right.
Sting was the lead singer of which popular band?
The NWO.
No.
The Police.
Yes. A doctor who specializes in the heart is called a what?
Cardiologist.
Yes. What canned meat shares its name with unwanted email?
Spam.
Yes. Steve, you win 9-7.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
No worries. Good game.
Good game, Mike. Take it easy, Mikey.
BJ tried to cheat for you, but you still lost.
What was the issue?
He said, when I said, what is the first word of the text of the U.S. Constitution? He said, we the people. And I said no, and then he passed.
Yeah. He's right.
He's not right.
Yeah, but I mean, there are times where I say something, and if I get you quickly will go, yes.
Rev doesn't like to be wrong at this. Because he said, we, the people. Those are 3 words, 3 guesses. He
didn't pause at any point in them.
I know, but Steve and I are both think you're wrong, and that way we're happy because you're getting madder. And Vicky also thinks you're wrong. Danny, any opinion?
Huh?
Nice. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
The one you both missed, the only one you missed, what year of the 90s did Princess Diana die?
It's sometime in the 90s.
96.
Well, thanks. Closer.
95.
No.
97.
Yes.
That was great.
5 guesses.
Yeah, I love that question. Well, it's because he didn't say early or mid or late.
That's why I had him repeat it, because I was like, maybe I could get a little bit of a hint of which direction to go.
Nope.
Just
I guess we're supposed to, was it 97 you said?
Yeah, we just said 97.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't mean that in a flippant way. Obviously, like,
I know,
like,
somebody that does.
I mean, I care that she passed away.
Yeah.
It's still trivia, though. You might know it if you were alive then or adult.
Yeah, I'm not basing these questions on what you or you do or do not care about.
Oh, really?
Not?
The candle in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, Elton John. No, I feel like I was there. I feel like I'm actually at the accident.
The candle in the wind.
Kind of sounds like a car crash right there, Steve.
What's better than one candle in the wind?
I don't care. You can't take me down, man.
I can't take you down?
It makes me happy. This text goes, Steve, how about those Devils? And I say, yeah, baby.
Well, what? It's too early in the season. What's happening?
4-0.
Oh, my God. Really? You're going to have a 4-0 start?
Two shutouts already. Keith Kincaid is stopping all the blockade.
Now that we're
talking about sports puck, I'm out of here.
Get out of here. I saw you, like, looking at the Devils' website, and I was like, okay.
I'm on NHL.com just checking out the leaders to see how well Keith Kincaid is matching up with all the other goalies.
I like his nickname, though, the blockade.
Yes. That's his Twitter handle.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, 4-0. I mean, you got to get excited about something. We'll see.
That's right. Off and running.
Do you really think it's going to do anything?
Yes.
Yeah, you really think they're going to be a contender?
100%.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't foresee them winning the Stanley Cup, but they were good last year. They're going to be even better this year.
Did they make the playoffs last year?
Yeah, barely, but yes.
And they did. Okay.
Didn't last very long in the playoffs.
No. All right, so you're hoping for what? A number 6 finish, maybe 5 in the playoff picture?
Number 3.
You think they're going to get to number 3 in the playoffs? Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at you. You're all happy and proud.
Look, man, I think the Mariners are winning the World Series every year. You don't think I'm not going to turn my back to my favorite hockey team.
That's the thing. You love hockey more than anything, and you love the Devils, you know, more than anything. So this is a big thing for you. It's just like me and my Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I like other teams, sure, it's great if they win, but the Devils really are the team you want to see win more than anything.
Absolutely. It dictates how my day is sometimes. Yeah. Like yesterday, I was just like, oh, this is great. They won again.
I was that way yesterday, man. Because everybody's been telling me that the Red Sox were like the worst team that got into the playoffs in the American League, and everyone keeps counting them down. And you know what? Last night was another good win for them. So
it was a beating that they put on.
Everybody, you know, it's so funny. It is interesting, all the pundits. They forget that, you know, this team won 108 games, and they like, oh, they're going to go out the first time. And I mean, there's some precedence because, unfortunately, the poor Mariners went out in the first round because the year they won 116. Last time, actually, the Mariners were in the playoffs.
I sometimes don't know what sports predictors are smoking. Like, when you watch, like watching coverage before the Seahawks game, and all, like, the announcer guys were all picking the Raiders, and I'm just like, I don't know. I know that the Seahawks aren't being viewed as a major powerhouse, but I felt like that was their game to win.
And also, the Raiders, I guess, have had some injuries on their old line. So
they have a couple of young guys.
Yeah, so it's like, how could you pick them over us? Even I'm an idiot and I knew that.
Yeah, I just didn't think that was, I thought that was odd that all of them thought unanimously that the Raiders were going to win.
Yeah, well, that's why Luke Wilson, though, our old buddy Luke Wilson, who's playing for the Lions now, he called out Chris Collinsworth one time because Collinsworth had made some comments during some Sunday Night Football, and Luke was just like, he has no idea what he's talking about. I was like, well, that guy actually played the game, and he's that clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't matter, except I guess there was a great article about Troy Aikman. I guess that guy still prepares like a Mo and really is probably one of your best analysts out there.
Who is this Mo, and how much does he prepare, BJ?
Oh, well, he's, you know, his brother Foe?
No.
Oh, yeah, he prepares like a Mo. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's who Mo is, Mo and Foe. They're great guys. You ought to check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he prepares like a Mo to the Foe, apparently, that Troy Aikman.
Well, I'm glad that he does.
Yeah, I mean, it's like his schedule's worse than what it was when he was a quarterback.
Well, I would imagine it has to be in a sense. I mean, minus all the physical toll that it takes. But, you know, you have to really go knee-deep into every single player if you want to be prepared.
But that's what I'm saying. You feel like some guys who do that job, some former jocks, don't prepare enough. Like, some people are not happy with that new guy that's working, well, the whole new team, actually, on ESPN's Monday Night Football. Because Gruden's no longer there. And I think, I don't know what happened to Mike Tirico, but I liked him, but he's not there either. Hmm. And Jason Witten or Jason whatever? But people are not digging that guy. They're thinking he's an idiot. And,
dude, no one likes any announcer. I've learned.
Oh, yeah? No one likes anybody?
On social media, people just get like, it's so funny when people just go on, like, they go off the deep end about announcers.
Yeah, I don't get that
it's
crazy.
It's rare that an announcer gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Very rare.
And I'll have to tell you, if you hate Joe Buck, which a lot of people do.
I like his hair.
And I also thought he was great on Brockmire, which is an IFC show about a baseball announcer. And Joe Buck has made a couple of appearances on that, and he's hysterical. Like, he really, I mean, I was like, all right, Joe, you know what? You got some you got some props for the way, some really, like, sick stuff sometimes. Because the Brockmire show, that guy is a mess. And Joe's had some good interaction with the character. Hank Azaria, by the way, plays the lead guy. If you haven't seen it, it's a good show.
Right, the chicken man says, damn, you guys keep kicking my team while they're down. Sad emoji. He's a big Raiders fan.
Dude, it's tough.
I think the Raiders are kicking themselves down.
But they are in a, whatever, rebuild, figure it out, we're sorry we're here mode. I mean, right? It's Gruden's first season. You're going to have to go through some tough times, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, his first season back, I should say. I'm glad they're not us. That's all I'm saying. I've given them, you know, and yeah. And it looks like the Hawks are a much better team than people thought again. People are starting to go, okay.
And on this texture, he says they're going to go undefeated for the rest of the season.
Whoa.
Fact. I like that guy's optimism.
Okay.
I don't know if it's necessarily a fact because we don't know yet.
But yeah.
We could go back in the future and figure it out.
Hey, the fact that they got all their away games out of the way, and that, like, the back end of the season is going to be a lot of home games. They probably will, you know, win a majority if they're going to go as good as we think they are. Let's see. I like the undefeated, Steve. Let's do it.
I feel good about it.
All right.
About a text.
Yeah. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. You want calls? You want texts? Well, you get them, buddy. We'll take those at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's fair game for Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by The Shane Company. Something new, something old, whatever you want to yap about, you can do it. But remember, Steve does have a rule for Listeners on the Loose.
Best to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, guys, have you heard about Dennis Hoff? WTF.
Yeah, dude. He was a guy that we all knew, actually. We saw him at a lot of our morning show conventions.
Yes, all the time. I mean, for a few years, he was coming all the time, and he was always bringing his whores. Or he called them, like, his assistants.
Yes.
Or his PR lady, but they were all, from what I hear.
Hey, listen, you know,
they were pulling double duty.
And of course, you know him from that HBO reality series Cat House. Yep. And he did have a legal brothel outside of Las Vegas in Nevada. And
he threw D. Ted Smith a very happy birthday once.
That's right.
I love sausage.
He was, you know,
I think
what?
That's the slogan at the Cat House.
I love sausage. I guess here's the weird thing. He had a massive party for his 72nd birthday, and that was over the weekend. And he was found dead yesterday morning at the Love Ranch,
Jeez. One
of his six Nevada brothels that he owned.
Yeah, I heard he was, like, partying with Ron Jeremy, like a politician, and some other, like, people as well.
Yeah, no signs of foul play, according to the police. So it may have just been partied too hard. I guess that's the way he'd want to go out, though.
Yeah, they said no drugs were found at the scene, that he was healthy leading up to his death as well. That's rather interesting.
Wow.
And he had a clean bill of health just 2 weeks ago because he had cataract surgery. And then they said he was in top shape going into his birthday. Flavor Flav was there.
They haven't released
Ron Jeremy. And Ron Jeremy, he found him.
Oh, man. I would, you know what? Seriously, I would have thought if one of them was going to go first, it would be Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're going to say which one looks healthy.
Yeah, Monday night was when he celebrated. Oh, I guess it was Monday night he celebrated his party. Flavor Flav, like you said, was there. Ron Jeremy, also former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Well, there's a guy I don't know if I want at my party.
Musical performance by?
Really?
Yep, Afro Man.
That's awesome.
And there was a birthday party and talent show.
Yeah.
If I ever wanted to be at a talent show, it would be a talent show that's going to be at a brothel.
Yeah. 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 Well, there you
go,
man.
Food by the Hell's Kitchen guys.
Who's going to pick up this legacy? You know, he was, I mean, you know, Dennis Hoff.
I don't know if anyone can.
Yeah, he was a guy that was all for the legalization of prostitution, or at least he loved the fact that he was the only place you could go, pretty much, that was high profile. And, yeah, you know, people can say whatever they want about him, but I've always believed in the philosophy. Look, if people want to engage in transactions that are consensual, why do I have to get involved? Mm-hmm. You know?
No, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
And it was always weird, though, whenever we'd show up to any of our radio conventions, all of a sudden Dennis Hoff would walk in.
I know, and he was larger than life.
Yeah, and super approachable and nice. I mean, every time we were at those things, he'd buy drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
But it was always just kind of crazy. I'm just like, man, I'm just like hanging out with basically a pimp.
And I met him after the Janet Jackson situation, or at least I started getting cozy with him, if you will, to where he started knowing my name. So I never really got to have him on in my heyday before, you know, radio was a little different back then.
Yep.
So we never had him on. He always would buy drinks hoping that someone would put him on. But and you know what? Like you said, he made Ted Smith a very happy man.
Someone said, came in late, are you guys talking about Paul Allen? Sounds like a great party. No, that wasn't the party that Paul Allen was at. Unfortunately, Paul Allen, of course, we all know, passed away. We're talking about Dennis Hoff.
And they say everything happens in threes. We lost two great men, you know, in their own way.
Ooh.
So, I mean,
who's next?
That's, I hope it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, Paul Allen, of course, did a lot of great things. And in some people's minds, so did Dennis Hoff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, man. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to John in Woodinville. John, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much, buddy. What you got for us?
I think it was last week you guys were talking something about, you know, what is like the dumbest person you've ever witnessed or something along those lines.
Oh, I'm sure that topic comes up a lot with us. Yes. So what you got?
He does. About 10 years ago, I was driving semi-trucks over the road, and I definitely saw some pretty stupid stuff. But one that definitely sticks out to me and definitely makes me question people's life decisions to this day was, I was driving around D.C. On the freeway, and I was cruising along about 65, had a big Viper red truck, so very hard to miss. This car pulls up alongside me on the on-ramp next to me, and all of a sudden, I don't know where they went. So I kind of stand up in my seat, and I see that this person has their turn signal on, is just merging right into my tire.
Oh, wow.
So I blow my air horn. They go swerving all over the shoulder. They slow down, got into traffic, and then as they're passing me on the left, I'm trying to figure out how in the world they didn't see me. Not only did I not get the finger like I normally do when something like that happens, but I figured out on why she had no idea I was there. Not only was she attempting to drive, she was talking on her phone, doing her makeup, and changing her pants all at the same time.
Oh, come on. That sounds so...
That'll make it better if she's eating some Chinese food with chopsticks.
It's so ridiculous. It sounds made up. That really happened.
Yes.
Wow, dude. Man, I appreciate the call. Look, I've had brain farts. I just had one with the Sarah with this week where for some reason I thought their green light was my green light and I went and luckily the guy saw me and stopped. Yeah, dude, I'm an
idiot.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. I know. I was just like,
what'd your hairdresser have to say about all of this?
Oh, my hairdresser was happy I was still alive. I mean, what do you do but go, dude, it was nighttime, so I couldn't even give him a wave like my bad.
Yeah.
But it's just totally like a brain, you know, but to just be that stupid.
Yeah.
You know, to just put your makeup on, put your pants on and all that and talk on the phone.
The one that blew me away, and I mentioned a while back, was just watching a woman driving super slow in the passing lane. And you're like, what the hell is she doing? Why is she driving so slow? There's no cars around her. There's no traffic. And you know, everyone's going to have to do that whole move where they have to go in the next lane and get around her. And that's what causes accidents sometimes. Yeah. And then you finally get next to her and you look at her and she's got her mirror down, not because of the sun, because it wasn't sunny. And she's doing her makeup.
Oh.
And full on. Doing her makeup, like just looking at her eyes and putting the eyeliner on, and then I realized it wasn't a woman, it was Danny, and he was driving.
Oh, Danny, stop like, that.
Sorry.
It's like, come on, man.
You can put your eyeliner on when you get to the stop. You don't have to do it in traffic.
I get we're all in a rush and we're running late and this and the other thing, but you know, I'd rather somebody show up to an event late, 10 minutes late, because look, I had to do my makeup and I didn't want to do it while driving.
You know, Vicky, I think you need to talk to your gender, Vicky, and to ask him what's going on, because it's not a lot of guys outside of Danny doing this.
Well, I mean, the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and unfortunately it was a female too, but she was an old lady. She was driving the wrong way on I-5.
Yeah, there you go.
So I was going I-5 North. She was going south on I-5 North.
You were on the road when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell?
And I remember, like, I pulled out my phone and I'm calling 911, and they're like, it's like, I'm on I-5. She's like, yeah, we got it. Like, everyone is calling. We were all just... She wasn't going super fast, luckily, but it was this little old lady just going the wrong way.
Lady, how do you not know you're going the wrong way? I mean, at that point, pull the hell over and just get off the road altogether. Oh, that's scary.
Got a text message. Did you guys see the Connors last night? What were your thoughts if you did?
I haven't seen it because I watched that show with my wife, and I'm not going to see her for until next week, and so we'll probably watch it then.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it was on ABC. And if you don't know, Roseanne premiered last year, and or earlier this year, actually, and it was a success. People loved it, but then she went on Twitter and acted like an idiot, and so they fired her from the show, which was really disappointing because that was a huge... They were getting great ratings with her.
Yeah, it was doing really well, and I thought for sure they were just going to be done with the show, and we joked about the fact, like, oh, they should pull... Like with the Hogan family, and Valerie died, and then it was originally called Valerie, and then it became the Hogan family, and then she turned this just into the Connors and come up with a reason why Roseanne is not there, and then it legitimately started happening.
And the funny thing is that they had to bring Dan back to life because he did die in the previous incarnation of Roseanne,
right.
So they brought him back. And last night, of course, was the premiere of the Connors without Roseanne, and just like Roseanne said, the Connors killed off her character by having her overdose on opioids.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
It's even on our sheet, we wrote spoiler alert.
That way you wouldn't spoil
it for people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's even highlighted.
Well, the whole thing, yeah, but we won't get into that. But anyway, yeah, here's
nice work, BJ, spoiling it for people.
Well, you know, I spoiler alert.
Sorry.
A little too late for that?
Yeah, it's a tad late.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert.
You are the ultimate spoiler.
I am that guy.
Congratulations, everybody.
Well, if you didn't watch it last night, do you really care?
I don't care because I don't like the show, but I mean, I'd imagine somebody does.
Well, she already did say it. That's why I kind of knew that's how it... See, I knew this because... Well, here's why I know. I watched the show. They were talking about it last season. She mm-hmm. was having an opioid problem last season. So that's why when she said it, uh-huh. I figured, oh, that probably will be the way they kill her off. But I can see what you mean. It probably did spoil it for some people. Sorry. Well, here's the audio.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed, and with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Wait, what? Mom overdosed?
It doesn't make any sense. I got her knees fixed. I flushed all her pills.
Oh, my God. I found these pills in Mom's closet.
These aren't even prescribed to her. She got them from Marcy Bellinger.
Damn. That's the only thing from Mom's closet that I wanted.
Did I just hear that? It sounded like the acting ability of a porn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For her knees.
Yeah.
Why don't they just stick to being a sitcom?
I know.
That just seemed a little heavy.
Yeah.
A very special episode.
Right, we killed her off with an opiate addiction?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah. So in a new interview with Vice News on HBO, Roseanne said she's not even going to watch the Connors.
I don't keep in touch with anyone on the show. It's like the worst thing they could have possibly done to me was to fire me from my own show and let other people write my life story. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to condemn it or say anything bad about it either. I'm just moving on from it. I've got a lot of time for real life. Like just going for a walk with my mom and having an ice cream cone. I've really been sleeping a lot, like probably 17 hours a day.
Oh, that Ambien will do it to you, right, Roseanne? Is that why you're sleeping a lot?
I'm up for a lot of naps and ice cream, personally.
I'm going to go out with my life, go for a walk, and get an ice cream cone.
Sounds fantastic.
All right. You know what? Good job, Roseanne.
That's not like a very fun episode, I'll tell you that.
No.
Well, they got to explain it at some point. I mean,
I wish they would have done it.
She's running like a hot air balloon. It hasn't come down.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went.
But you know, the thing is they did try to tie serious stuff into the show in the middle of comedy. They were doing that last season. I mean, that's what made Roseanne a fun show when that balance was right. But it did seem a little off, at least with the audio.
But killing somebody off with like an opiate addiction, there's really not. I know that they try to save it with the comedy at the end, and that's props to them for trying. But, man, it's really tough to follow that up with a joke.
I agree. And the thing is, it's a serious thing going on in this country. And Roseanne was part of that dialogue because I felt like they were going to address that this season, that she was really hooked on the opioids, because I think there were, Dan did think that she was done with them, but she was getting them from somewhere else, but saying, oh, I'm fine, I don't got a problem. So her just overdosing like that, well, I bet she didn't think that was going to be the thick case. But she did participate.
Killed her off. I'd say, like, you know, and then she's completely done, but you're right. I mean, they brought back Dan, so, I mean, if they decide to make amends and figure it out, they'll bring her back, I guess.
They got to bring her back.
Now she's dead. She's out with, she's dead with the guy from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
They should do a show together.
Good call.
Like a zombie show.
All right. A zombie show. And so they're both zombies.
Yeah, and they're going to try and find their old friends.
Well, Rick Grimes is leaving. Andrew Lincoln is leaving The Walking Dead. They need some new people.
Bring it all together.
All right, Rev, let's do it.
I like this text. The acting on the Conners sounded so terrible. Sounded like they couldn't have cared less.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've heard better acting in porn.
I almost wonder if it was intentional, because we know that John Goodman's a great actor, and also Laurie Metcalf is a great actor, the one that plays her sister. They're good actors. And you know, Darlene, what's her face there? I don't know her name, but
that's their actual, Sarah, that's her married name.
Sarah Gilbert, is it?
Yeah.
Sarah Gilbert.
She married Mr. What's Her Face. So.
Yeah. She's a comedic actor. I haven't seen her in a lot of serious stuff. I feel like they're better than that, unless they really wanted it to be cheesy. I don't know.
Or maybe when you watch it and you see the facial expressions, it's not as cheesy.
That could be.
You know what I mean? When you're hearing just the audio, it did sound very awkward.
Yeah.
What? I mean, we got her knees fixed. Yeah.
206-421-ROCK.
Soap opera.
Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got text messages. Rev, are you excited? There's now a Snapchat filter for cats.
Yes.
I have to reinstall this stupid app just for this.
What?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Oh, I'm seeing these pictures of it now.
See, I've been doing this for a while, though. Whenever I use a Snapchat filter, I try and work it so that Lulu's face is on the filter, and that always brings me great joy.
And it works?
Oh, and sometimes. Sometimes you gotta set it so that all of a sudden you've got the stupid filter on your face and then move it to her face. And if it can recognize maybe the nose or eyes, and it'll keep it on her.
So, yeah, it looks like the cat actually will be something that your Snapchat can recognize, so you won't have to be so fancy, Steve.
Yes.
It'll put the
wow.
cat, the shades and the cat lenses is what they're calling it. And
these are going to be amazing pictures on Carl and Frank's Instagrams now.
Wow. And I guess it works on some breeds of dogs, so you can try it with Lulu.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to try it. If not, I'm going to sue them.
Here's what it says.
For animal discrimination.
It says, lenses for cool cats and their cool cats. Try them meow.
Right meow?
Yeah, right meow. Okay. Well, you know, good luck to you, Rev.
I always get a kick out of people who just point their camera. I know Danny's doing it to us right now on Snapchat. What's KSW Snapchat so people can see this stupidity that you're doing?
What are you putting us on?
KSW 99.9. And you just have really awesome googly eyes. It's supposed to be one with your cat, but there's not a cat in here, so I'm just doing it for you guys.
Can I be his cat? I'll be his cat. How about that?
Should I pet you?
Yeah.
No, his hairstylist will get mad.
Oh, yeah, I can't touch his hair. I won't touch your hair.
Get the hell away from there.
Sorry,
had a quaff yesterday. Come on now.
I don't need him showing up to my house.
Yeah. He did what to you? What?
Yeah, you don't know. It's a, listen.
It's a quaff.
Quaff. You never
like
heard of that?
I've heard. I don't know what it means.
It means you got like your hair. You got all styled up. You got a nice little quaff.
Oh,
it's hairstyle,
I thought he styled your merkin or something.
What, you know, again, why is it that you guys are wanting me to have a relationship with my hairstylist? The guy just cuts my hair.
But he's very territorial.
He doesn't
let
anyone touch you. Yep. And
you guys have never heard that about stylists. You guys, stylists are that way. They're really territorial about who does their hair.
A female stylist, and she's like, I understand. You have other female stylist friends, so I understand.
Oh, she's very atypical.
Oh, yeah.
Most stylists are really territorial.
She's fine with you sharing stylists.
Actually, she is very kinky.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you guys don't go to the fancy person like I do. My hairstylist.
Oh, so fancy.
He does a lot of local celebrities in town.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Including you.
Yeah, well, I know. I think that's why I made the list. I just made the cut.
Now, with the other celebrities that he does, do they actually have hair at a style? Or?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of well-known in the community. And,
as a bald man, I can say this.
Yeah. I'm the easiest cut he's got. I mean, all he's got to do is just go, and he's done.
No wonder why he's so territorial about you, because he's getting easy money from you.
Oh, that's a fact.
He doesn't want someone else to get that cash.
Look at those eyebrows. I mean, there's a lot to work with there.
So. But he's been doing, you know what? I will tell you this. He's been doing such a good job that I've had a guy who was very fancy and complimented me on my hair and told one of our big bosses, you should go to BJ Stylist because that big boss was also having hair, like losing his hair. And he thought it was really good that the transition was being done properly with my head.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are these conversations happening?
You know this guy.
I'm thinking they take place in his head. They have to.
No, you know.
So somebody goes to somebody else saying, hey, look, the way your hair is being styled is awful.
Do you know both guys. It's hysterical.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I could put two and two together. I'm one of them for sure.
Yeah.
And they're going up to that person and saying, look, not feeling your hairstyle. You should go see BJ's guy because he's handling BJ's loss of hair with hair.
They were both members of management. They had this conversation.
Wow.
And I had like one of them was a big boss. And the big boss came to me and said, yeah, this other guy said I should see you. Apparently, you know how to go bald the right way.
I miss out on all the fun water cooler talk.
Yeah, you sure
Nobody
do.
Asked me these questions.
Well, that's because...
Then again, I style my own hair, and I'm completely fine if anyone else wants to style my hair.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to, because you bick yourself.
I don't bick myself.
Well, somebody bicks you.
Nobody bicks me.
I thought you... How do you get so... What do you do to get it so smooth?
I use razor clippers.
And you get that bick look?
It's not a bick look. I mean, he's got the little stubs.
The bick look would be there's zero hair.
I was going to say, there's no hair on the top part.
A clean-shaven face would be a clean-shaven head with bick.
Wow, I always thought you had that. I'm going to have to pay attention.
No, he's smooth on top because there's no actual hair there.
Oh, you watch your mouth. There's plenty of hair up there.
No, she's right.
Feel it. Touch it.
She's right, dude. You're done.
I don't want to touch it.
Touch it.
It's over.
Oh, they're little baby hairs.
Yeah, I got lots of little stubbles.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
I always thought you bicked. She's right. You don't have any hair.
Yeah, because I'm bald, BJ.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you realize this.
Whoa.
I've been working with you for 12 years.
Steve,
I always thought he
picked.
Rev, you don't have hair either.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have hair.
Spoiler alert.
Steve, you don't have hair either. I just thought he bicked his whole head.
We've had this conversation on the air before.
Have we really?
Yes, multiple times.
How'd that go?
The exact same way.
Okay, good.
You are surprised that I don't bick my hair every time.
Well, you know what? I
wear a shirt that just says, I don't bick my hair.
Yeah, that's very good.
Get a tattoo to your forehead.
That's it. That's all right. No, in another year or so, we'll have this again.
So he says, maybe make sure you go to your hairstylist. My husband is bald, too, and he's hot. No. I'm not going to a hairstylist to shave my head.
No, don't.
It's a waste of money.
I wouldn't know, because I'm just lazy.
You have yours cut.
I'm lazy. I have to do it as short as possible so that it doesn't look bad when it grows out, but I don't want to bick. I don't even want to have to shave my own head. I don't want to do anything.
I'll do it for you when it gets to be nothing.
No, I don't want you involved anywhere, because you like popping pimples. You're a weirdo.
Like, unless you have pimples in the back of your head, I think you're fine.
I just don't want you. I'm more like a science experiment to you, and I don't want to be. No, get out of here.
I put a little poop on the back, you know, shave into your hair.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, man.
It really is actually pretty funny.
Yeah, you guys are hysterical.
I wouldn't mind getting like a Seahawks logo in the back of my head.
Do it.
It's too late for this.
Not your hair on the back of my head.
No, but it's you're not going to like the color.
No, I know it's graying.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't see anything. So bring a logo. It's just like, you know, it's white on white. What are you going to do? No one's going to see anything.
We can get some hair dye. It could be like the old school gray and blue logo.
Or neon green.
Yeah.
I like that, Steve.
I like it.
I know a guy that could do it for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but Vicky can't touch you if he does. He's very territorial.
How often do you have to see this man?
I see him every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks?
That way it doesn't look like I need a haircut.
You get your hair done more than you, your daughter and me combined.
I understand that.
That's
crazy
to me.
But it's because you guys, it's more expensive for you guys to get your hair done.
That's a good
point.
Women
do get wrecked at the I mean, he charges me. I mean, I think it's a reasonable price. So.
$69?
No, it's even less than that.
Nice.
Yeah, see, but women, it's like $300 at least. So that's why you guys, I get you don't go a lot.
Somebody says you all have heads for radio.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true. Another says, I have a friend that had laser hair removal done to his head so they never had to shave.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, I like that.
He was telling me about people getting tattoos.
Yeah, people get the little dots, so it looks like you just have like really short hair.
Yeah,
and even on the bald spots.
Yeah, and some of it looks really good, he says. Some of it doesn't, so you got to be careful who you go to.
No, I do have a buddy who we were talking about this week, and he's going to get the laser done because he's like, I'm over shaving my head. What's the point? This is what I'm going to look like for the rest of my life.
But see, I don't like the super bicked shave. So I like having just some stubble. Like, I'll go no attachments when I shave my head, but there's still stubble. I like having a little stubble. It makes me feel rugged. Like the Marlboro Man.
Ooh.
And get a pack of cigarettes and I fold it up in my sleeve.
Oh, yeah, you remind me of the Marlboro Man.
Thank
every
you.
Time I see
you.
You
have a mustache? You should grow a mustache, please.
Then I'll never get laid.
Fair.
He's got the porn stash, I think, if he grows in.
No, mine is very, I look very greasy. Like, I look like just a greasy human being.
Like the teenagers when they're first starting to grow out their mustache?
No, more like the guy that you really, like, you see him walking in the alley, and you're like, maybe I should just choose not to.
Oh, you mean like every bad guy? Shady. Every bad guy in Breaking Bad, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
It's like meth chic.
Yeah. I think you should get it done. I think it's your look. It's what you need. All right, here's a big question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a four-year-old have in common? You know I'm going to tell you at 9:49. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a four-year-old have in common?
Recently started using the potty like a big boy.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. All by my lonesome.
Our bathrooms are a lot cleaner now, thanks to that.
Thank God.
Yeah. So are my pants.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. The person says they both use sippy cups.
Yeah.
Neither one can be left to play unsupervised.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You can't read that one?
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. Both are not potty trained.
That was a good one. Sippy cup with two hands.
Yeah.
Oh, same age difference between Steve and his wife. That's real nice.
True. There's a 24-year-old guy. His name is Jesse. He's in Pennsylvania. He was a fugitive with an outstanding warrant for burglary and receiving stolen property. Earlier this month, the cops went to his girlfriend's apartment to try to find him. She said, I haven't seen him in a week. But her four-year-old son had a different story. According to the police report, when the kid found out why the cops were there, he told him, quote, oh, yeah, he's hiding from you in the electrical room. Come on, I'll show you. And he led the cops right to Jesse's hiding place. Yep, Jesse was arrested.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, they do.
Found out by the kid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she didn't see him in a week because he was in that electrical place for a week. She might not be wrong.
That's another reason to not have kids.
Yeah. Ryan Castle, he is not another reason to not have kids because he has a 12-pack. That's good. He's up next with that.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Very important question, especially with what's going on right now in today's climate. What would Todd do as a financial guru if he were to win the lotto?
Yeah, I'm taking my money and running, man. No, I'm just kidding.
I'd pull like a Justin Bieber and have someone in my entourage carry me on their shoulders as I checked out the Great Wall of China.
Perfect.
Yeah. I might even just do that at Wild Waves.
Yeah, you're
just
that guy.
Yeah, just be that guy. And I want the guy to be a small person.
Oh, that's going to carry you?
So that way when I'm sitting on his shoulders, it's like my feet are almost touching the ground. So it's just even more ridiculous.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.